And I am delighted that people are in, are tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7, week in and week out. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last show of the week, and I have recruited my homeboy to join with me as we close out the week on a spectacular show. And you guys don't know him, but I know him. I've known him for over 20 years. His name is Mr. Mike Black. Say hello to the folks, Mike.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
He's about as square as it did. And I'm going to loosen him up during the show. He's guest hosting with me, ladies and gentlemen, and he's going to be guest hosting with me and hosting the show as we continue to go throughout 2021. You know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things, and I guess I can talk to you, Mike, one of the things that we do every single week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, is we bring people on the show that make an impact. How important do you think that whole model is to our society?
It's very important. Very, very important. I mean, you know, we got to lead the way, man.
That's exactly right. We have to lead the way. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been leading the way since I came out of my mother's womb. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Impacting life is so much more than just the hype that you see. I know it's part entertainment. And Black, do you think I'm entertaining?
All the time. Non-stop entertainment is what you do, man. Yes.
I think I entertain myself. I've got a new dog. His name is Samson. And he looks at me like this way and that way because he doesn't think humans should act like the way I do. Truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that it is truly an algorithmic entity that's impacting life 24/7. We create our own algorithm on this show, folks. And this is our last show of the week. I've been talking to entrepreneurs for years. I'm an entrepreneur myself, host a business, spoken to almost 400,000 people. But one thing that I have not done is talk to a restaurant expert, someone who came to their current state through a very adverse and hard struggle. And so several weeks ago, Black and I had the privilege, Mike Black, that's his name, had the privilege of interviewing or pre-interviewing our guest that will be with us tonight. Her name is Joanie Perez. Notice I didn't roll it, Joanie. But 8 years ago, Joanie and her mother built three. I'm trying to just build one, Black, seven-figure business. I need to build an eight-figure business because as much as I got to pay you, seven figures won't cut it, will it?
No.
So 7 years ago, 8 years ago, her mother and her came to build a seven-figure business amongst three restaurants. And the story is really going to impact all of our guests tonight. I want everyone in the Impacting Life 24/7 community to welcome to our show the one and only from New York, Joanie Perez. Welcome, Joanie.
Thank you so much. Thank you, CL. Thank you, Mike, for having me here. It's an honor,
Joanie,
to share this space.
Joanie, before we get started, have you ever been introduced like that before?
No. That was the best introduction so far. Yes.
You know, Black, you know me being a professional speaker. Sometimes I get introduced like this. Oh, and okay, kids, quiet down. Chris King, come on up here. You know, like this very low impact introduction. And I've always said that whenever I got a platform and I had someone as a guest, I wanted them to feel like they were royalty when they came to our show.
No doubt.
For sure. So, Joanie, thank you so much for being with us. Listen, ladies and gentlemen that are tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7, Joanie Perez, who has built a seven-figure three-restaurant empire there in the state of New York, has been on every podcast imaginable. She is wide open. And so I was really worried tonight that she was going to tell me that she had to cancel with us because she had so many other engagements. But we're thankful that you had time to be with us, Joanie. So one of the things that we do first off before we get started is we always connect our audience with our guests. So Joanie, tell everybody how they can connect with you, because they're going to want to connect with your vision and your mission and what you got going on. Tell people how to connect with you.
Yes, people can connect with me at my website, which is www.joanieperez.com. I'm on Instagram as joas_coaching. And on LinkedIn, you can also find me as Joanie Perez, restaurant business strategist.
And of course, you can find her also at joanieperez.com. And that's going to be her main website where you can connect with her. And Joanie, you know, when this is all said and done, you're going to have several books written about the work that you have done. And it's really, really amazing. Just Black and I hearing the story several months ago about how you guys came to where you are in the restaurant business. What area of New York are you in?
I'm in the Bronx.
In the Bronx. Black, yes. You ever been to the Bronx?
Yes.
I have been to the Bronx. Yep.
Yeah, because, you know,
interesting place.
Mike is a world traveler, and he travels with his pinky in the air, and he flies all over the country. He doesn't plan it. He just hops on the plane and goes. So what was the last time you was in New York, Black?
It was quite a few years ago. I'd maybe say traveled to pick up my daughter in New York, and it was a lot of fun. I was there for a few days, and I didn't have no plans. Like you said, I just got on the plane and went and had a good time. No plans. I didn't even know where I was going to stay. I just winged it the whole time.
So Joanie, CL King, your friend, has never been to New York, but I'm coming to New York because I'm going to eat at all three of your restaurants. And that's going to be a dynamic experience. Black is going to come with me and he's going to pay. How about that?
Yes, I can't wait. Yeah, we're waiting for you guys.
What'd you say?
In New York. I can still forget my wallet in New York. So you better.
Yeah.
Realize.
You know, the crazy thing about that, Joanie, is Mike, yeah, whenever we go out to eat, he always pulls this hat trick where he always says, I forgot my wallet at the house. And so then, I wind up paying. So Joanie, tell us a little bit about yourself without giving the whole story out, but tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to, how we got you on the show. Get us kind of updated on who Joanie Perez is.
Yeah, so thank you. So I'm Joanie, and I'm a Dominican immigrant. I came to the U.S. with my mom when I was 2 years old in the 90s, and my grandma came as well. And we've lived in the Bronx all our lives, always been Bronx residents, very proud of that. And, you know, growing up, we, you know, had to learn English when we came to this country very new. I grew up and got into college and I struggled through that, but I studied psychology. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and I was working as a McDonald's manager when my mom had the idea that she wanted to create this business, but first she thought she wanted to buy a McDonald's franchise. But we realized quickly that we weren't qualified because we had to have an existing business in place. Mm. And that's really what prompted us to create these restaurants. But what I really do now, is that I coach women of color and immigrant families on how to create what we created for ourselves, for them and their families, so they can build generational wealth and, you know, pass on something to their kids, and really believe that if we did it and we came to this country not knowing the language, not having anything, from scratch, and we were able to save money and build this thriving business, that they can do it as well. And yeah, basically I help people with the licensing that they're gonna need, getting funding or crowdfunding for their dream business, and mentoring them through picking a space, hiring staff, creating a menu, and things like that.
Well, you know, one of the things that has really stood out to me, and I'm sure my co-host, Mr. Mike Black, can confirm this, is that your story is truly the American story. That, you know, why are some of us who were born here, who can speak the language, who've got all of the inside scoop, not thriving the way that we want to be? And, you know, Mike, do you see that? I mean, here it is, somebody like Joanie and her parents came here in the 90s, which was just a few days ago, couldn't even speak the language. And now here they are with 3 7-figure restaurants in the city of, in the town, in the state of New York. What do you think about that, Mike?
No doubt. I mean, that's a great, just a great accomplishment. And it's a testament to her and her family, and just probably definitely in our interview, pre-interview, you know, you have that work ethic and you just get up every day and go to it. You know, you don't make excuses or woe is me, you know, it's all about attitude really. And it is impressive. And that you've done that, your family as well.
Yeah. And so Joanie, you guys came here, and let's just unpack this whole story just for a moment, if we could. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7. I'd like to say hello to Gregory Smith, who is not only the executive producer of this show, but he's also the vice president of my company. And he calls all the shots. I just do all the talking. So, hey, Greg, good to see you, brother. Love you. And for those of you that understand that we work in two dichotomies on Impacting Life 24/7, we have a live audience and we also have a podcast. And the podcast is what many of our podcast audiences are listening to. Our podcast is heard in multiple states throughout the country and multiple countries throughout the world. And so when we start looking at our analytics, we realize that, man, there are actually people downloading this show and listening to it. I can't believe it. So, Joanie, one thing that has stood out to me in terms of the whole story, and I, that's the piece I want to unpack, is you came here not speaking a lick of English?
Yeah, no. I came 2 years old and I had to learn, you know, English and Spanish in school and adapt to, you know, a new culture. I'm going back to the DR as well every summer. So I had to like kind of live within two cultures and two countries. So, yeah.
Wow. I've got a really good friend that's from the Dominican Republic. What's life like there? As you recall, I'm sure you've been there since you've gotten a little older. What's life like there?
I mean, life is amazing over there. It's like the Caribbean, you know, the nice weather, traditional food and family and friends. Over here, it's like you have to work 24/7, right? Work, work, work. But over there, you're able to like more enjoy life, you know, breathe fresh air and things like that. So we visit the Dominican Republic often.
Well, some of my audience may know that I'm writing a book. It's called Who Ate My Brownie? And I'm hoping that will be a New York Times bestseller so that I can have several million dollars in the kitty and I can just fly over to Dominican Republic and see how cool it is over there. When's the last time you've been there, Joanie?
I was there in November of 2020.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when we look at coming to a new place at a very young age and having to learn a culture that was not your own, learn a language that was not your own, and then, you know, growing up, seeing how this new place in this new world that you're in, you were working at McDonald's, if I'm correct in my memory of what you sent us in your pre-show interview. You were working at McDonald's. Did you think that was it for you, or what was your life like at McDonald's?
Right. Yeah. No, I was working at McDonald's. I started as a cashier. I was going to school at night. And then, you know, that really was like a struggle. So I had to stop going to school, focus on working full time. I made it up to being shift manager. I remember my supervisor being like, you're too quiet. You're, you know, you can't be manager here. Like, you need to show me that you can do it. You need to show me with proof that you're going to be a good manager. And I actually showed it to him. And in 6 months, I was promoted within 6 months to management. And it was a good experience working in McDonald's, like, you know, being able to learn things like doing inventory and, you know, doing the cash registers at the end and closing and opening a store, managing the staff and, you know, sending people to do what has to be done to keep a clean store and a store that runs smoothly. So that was really a great experience for me. But I eventually went back to college and I finished.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Before we get into the college piece, Mike, you heard what she just said where she was working, brother. Talk to our next generation about what she just gave them as a nugget of how they can, you know, looking at their current circumstances versus their future. Go ahead, Black.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you got to put in work. I mean, I'm impressed by that. Johnny went to college, you know, and I know that being a fellow psych major, that degree is very useful into what you're doing because you're in the people business and you could connect with people and that skill set has taken you far. I know it has. But yes, you gotta put in work. It ain't gonna be handed to you and you gotta be on the grind all the time. Like you said, New York is a city that never sleeps. So you're right about that. It's 24/7. So definitely.
Yeah. And you know, I think about that because, you know, Mike and Joanne, some kids are, and even adults, they'll say, well, I ain't working at no McDonald's for no $7.25 an hour. You know, here's the deal. And I'm just going to let you guys in. You guys can call social services on me later. But I don't let my kids call off work. And in this arena, in terms of impacting life 24/7, Black, don't you say a word about nothing else. In this arena, I never cancel. I never call off. I never cancel with a guest, even in a pre-interview. My team, my staff, I got a staff of 5 people. There are some nights, they don't even know this, that I do pre-interviews on Monday night, Thursday night. I had a pre-interview before I had you, Joanne, Saturday. And I never cancel those. Why? Because I know one day I want to conduct myself as if I'm making 7 figures, even though I'm only making 6. But when I make 7, I want to conduct myself as if I'm making 7 figures now. So that way, when that time comes, I will respect it when it gets there. So when you were working at McDonald's, Joanne, you were building your future, weren't you?
Yes. Absolutely. I was getting ready for that and I was learning as much as I could.
And you know, Joanne is a lady of, I remember this, Joanne, she tells you exactly what she has to say and that's it. She's not the fluff guy like me. So that's okay. So, at some point while you were working at McDonald's and learning the business and learning the industry, did you catch the bug for food service and restaurant business then? Was it at McDonald's or when did you actually catch your vision because I know your parents are a part of the triad associated with your restaurant team, your mom, your stepdad and you. But when did you catch a love for it?
Well, when I was working at McDonald's as a manager already, first of all, I wanted to go even further. So I wanted to be a general manager. So that meant I was going to be giving the store for myself. And then I wanted to go into supervisors, which was going to be like a couple stores. But I quickly realized that in McDonald's, you can make it up to manager. But then it's going to be very, very difficult for you to prove yourself 1000% because they want you to be perfect.
Right.
And so I realized, you know, and I did go for it. I took training so that I could become a GM and things like that. And I expressed it to my manager. But then on one day, you know, there was a supervisor that came in and he maltreated me and I was like, you know what? I'm leaving this. I'm not going to be in here anymore. I'm not going to make it past manager. But it was really during that time, my mom and my stepfather and I and my brother would go out to restaurants and eat and enjoy the music and things like that. And my mom had went back to study business administration and accounting, and my stepfather was a server and a bartender for 20 years. So it was really that dynamic, all those backgrounds, and also my mom's passion, like to want to create something for us, and to leave to me and my brother. And so she wanted, at first, like I said, she wanted a franchise. She wanted a McDonald's franchise. But that can prove, you know, really difficult. There's a lot of roadblocks that they purposely put on you so that you're not able to buy a franchise. But she had the money to do it. Mm. She had me. So one of the requirements was that she had to, someone had to been working in McDonald's for 2 years, and I was there for four. Mm. So she was ready to go ahead and buy a franchise. But thank God that, you know, we realized that in order to do that, we had to have an existing business, which pushed us to create our own, to create our own independent restaurant, to make our own rules, and to then scale from there to two more places.
So let me just interject there. And I would just like to say hello to all of our audience tuning in to our live virtual studios. I'd like to say hello to Henry Patterson. Of course, Henry is going to be on our show here soon. We're working out the details and getting the contracts together. Henry Patterson has ran every single day since COVID-19 started. He's done what's called a COVID run. This brother runs every single day. And I'm not talking about just running around the block or running like me and Mike Black runs. He runs multiple miles, 10, 15 miles a day, every day since COVID kicked off. I can't wait for you guys to hear his story. I'd like to say hello to Terrence Sutton. Great to see you, my great friend, long time. And Sherry Strong, of course, Barry Mooney. Hello, everybody that is tuning in to our live studio session here with our guest, Joanna Perez, and my co-host, Mike Black. We are enjoying this story of someone that is telling us that they came to this country at 2 years old and didn't know the language, didn't know anything about the culture, and worked at McDonald's for 4 years in the grind, and then said, hey, look, why are we working here? Why don't we own our own? Black, doesn't that speak to the message we would like to send to our audience about, man, sometimes you think about it, okay, you got to wait or you got to work for somebody else, and there's sometimes, man, after that time is up, that you can create your own path. What do you think, Mike?
I think you're right. See, I mean, and you know, Johnny would probably agree, the skills and things that you learned in that in McDonald's working your way up, you know, you had that epiphany that says, hey, you know, confidence, I can do this myself. I don't have to, you know, keep doing this. And but you have that foundation. And I think that's so crucial in our generation coming up. Got to have that foundation. You got to have that belief, believe in yourself. You know, you're going to have obstacles, you know, it's all of us, you know, but you got to keep pressing. So definitely, that's what I think. I just think, what an example. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, for you, those of you tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, and your co-host, Mr. Mike Black, we're blessed to have Joanna Perez in the studio with us. And I'm working on my posture, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you guys can tell, but the Feminine Ninja told me that I need to sit up straight. She said your posture means everything. So look, this is how I normally sit. For those of you can't see, I'm like 6 inches shorter. So I'm working on that because, again, it's another amazing guest that we've had. So, Joanna, you went back to school and you went back to college, which is a feat of its own. What was college life like?
College life was tough. I mean, like at the beginning, I was doing very well. But then, you know, with having a full-time job and going to night school, I then became a bit ill and I had to leave. You know, I have to pause that. And then that brought me to having to transfer to a community college. So there was a lot of things that happened during that time. I owed money to the school. So that affected me. So that's the reason why I had to take a whole year to pay that back, because they don't let you register for classes until you pay that back. And then I had to transfer to the community college, which was a blessing because in Bronx Community College was where I became a student leader. I joined a club, the psychology club. I realized the current president wasn't really doing much. So I ran for president of that club. And I led many activities like going to shelters to decorate, working with youth, helping the homeless, and collaborating with other clubs. And then from there, I got invited to many conferences and student leading activities. And so it was really a blessing. Like I went from a 4-year college to a 2-year college to then having to go back to transfer to a 4-year college, which was private, by the way, St. John's University, and having to take out many loans to finish. But I graduated. And even though I did it in 6 years, I still did it. And that was my goal.
Mike, I think that story resonates with you, right?
Oh, very much so. I can tell you just for a hot second is that it took me 2 years to get an 8-year and 12 years total to get my 6-year. And you know what? Go ahead and laugh. But when I got my degree, I graduated 3.8 magnum cum laude. Magnum cum laude. And yeah, it was an awesome experience. 3.8 GPA. I mean, it was just awesome experience. But I just kept going. And that is such a message that resonates. Hey, quit, you have setbacks, but you pick back up, you keep going. I would tell any young person, anybody aspiring to do anything, just keep going. Eventually you have enough to get a degree. And so yes, definitely.
Yes.
Well, as you guys know, me being, hopefully I'm going to be christened with an honorary doctorate one day for all the amazing work that I've done. Mike is telling you the truth that it's like, I watched this journey. It's like, man, dog, how many years have you been in school? You've been in college as long as you were in grade school.
Yes.
But Joanie, you said the same thing. You went and you had setbacks, but you said, let me just take a moment to divert here, y'all. On Impacting Life 24/7, we have people on every single week, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, who are impacting lives. And Joanie just told you a story of her life struggle. And you cannot reject struggle. Struggle, ladies and gentlemen, is a gift. Joanie, you didn't just say, okay, somebody send me a check, cause I need to go to school. No, 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 no. She didn't do that. Now, y'all can get mad at me if you want, but I'm just talking to you, okay? Because it's my show. You want to talk like you want to talk? Get your own show. But she didn't say that. She didn't say that because she had money that she owed the college because things happened and life happened. And she's like, well, y'all should let me in because I'm a woman of color. No, sweetheart, you're going to have to pay that money back first before we give you some more books. And she grinded that out. And then, well, I should be allowed to graduate early because I'm Dominican Republic. No, sweetheart, you're going to have to graduate like everybody else. You know what, Joanie? I can tell you this. As someone who lived on the bitter cold streets of Cleveland, Ohio, as an 11-year-old kid for 6 months, ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. But what you just have demonstrated to all of us, Mike Black and myself included, in our vast Impacting Life 24/7, is that no matter the adversity, y'all know the rest of the line, you still can make it. Joanie, we give you a major round of applause for the work that you've done, and we appreciate
you
for sure on Impacting Life 24/7. So you finished college, you graduated, you was like, yeah, I got my thing, y'all, turn my tassels to the side. So what happens next?
Yeah, so I started traveling to places like Haiti and South Africa, Honduras, Panama, and Ghana. So for different projects, humanitarian projects. So I worked a lot with orphan youth in Haiti and South Africa. And in Ghana, I spent 3 weeks working with solar energy and training women on how solar energy works and also making a solar energy business for them, where the villagers that lived with them could charge their lanterns and batteries and their cell phones. So basically, it was solving an electricity problem. And I traveled there with another nonprofit. So it wasn't just me. It was 50 other students. And yeah, while I was doing this, we already had the restaurants in place. So Tin Marin was already, Tin Marin came about in, I believe, 2011. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of flexibility because of, you know, I really don't have a boss, or like my boss is my mom, right? So I could travel all over the world and do and give back in that way. And I was doing that.
Okay. So, so we don't get it confused, ladies and gentlemen, I've missed my 9 o'clock hour again. I've got to take a break in just a moment, but tell us the name or names of your restaurants.
Yeah. So there's Tin Marin Restaurant, which is in Riverdale in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. Tilila Casa Publica y Cocina, which is also in the Bronx. And most recently, Cañave Cocina and Bar, which is in Inwood, Manhattan by Dykeman.
Okay, so we're going to ask you to do all that again because that sounded really cool. But I want you to give the addresses to each location. Okay, because here's what I want, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to flood her restaurant. I know that now in New York, what's the capacity now? 50%, 25%? What is it now?
Yes, it's 25% indoors and 25% outdoors.
So she got a 50% opportunity. So I want you guys to go visit all of her restaurants throughout New York. Tell us the first restaurant again.
So the first restaurant is Tin Marin.
And what's the address?
Which is in 3708 Riverdale Avenue.
Okay, 3708 Riverdale Avenue. That's in the Bronx. The Bronx. Okay, I want you to go visit there. And when you go, because we got people listening all across the world, when you go, please tell her that you heard her on Impacting Life 24/7. What's the second restaurant?
Tilila Casa Publica y Cocina, which is in 3648 Bailey Avenue.
3648 Bailey Avenue. Again, she might
in the Bronx.
In the Bronx, she might give you a free appetizer if you tell her that you heard about her restaurant on Impacting Life 24/7. And the third restaurant, which is new, what's that one?
So the third restaurant is Cañave Cocina y Bar and Bar, and we are in. So
you're in New York.
Forget that one. We are on Broadway in Inwood, Manhattan.
Okay, so look, ladies and gentlemen, give me the exact address. What you got for the exact address?
One second.
Okay, that's fine. While she's pulling it up, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I want you to understand.
4716 Broadway.
4716 Broadway in the Bronx, right?
In Manhattan.
Manhattan. So she went from the Bronx to Manhattan. She ain't playing. And here we have the story of a young lady who came to America at 2 years old, and her mother and her stepdad were here. Her stepdad bussed tables, and mom, what did your mom do?
She studied business administration and accounting.
So she studied and she got her brain together.
Yes. And she served as an accountant for many years as well.
And so, you know, here's Joanne, who's our guest on Impacting Life 24/7. And she says, you know what? I'm going to go to work. So she started working at McDonald's and she worked her way up to management. And she learned the business, but then she said, you know what, I'm not going to get just ran over, because sometimes some of those entities, y'all, McDonald's, don't sue me. I'm just telling you her personal story. Sometimes those entities will say, we want your whole life. And Joanne said, man, I'm going to find a way to do all this and it be mine instead of somebody else's. So before we go on to the rest of her story, let me just cover our gold sponsors for the evening. Our gold sponsors get a commercial on our show every single show that we have. Gregory Smith, he is the author of 100 Simple Ways to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. I want you to get a copy of his book at Reaching Out, and by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or emailing him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Go get his book. It's amazing, and it's in Walmart, Amazon, everywhere you can get your books. Michelle Perry, who is another one of our gold sponsors, she is the founder of the Successful Diligence LLC and also the host of the Successful Diligence podcast, and she is a best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at successfuldiligence.com. Adrian Barker, who's going to be on our show in a couple weeks, she is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast, a life coach, and the CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. I want you to connect with Adrian at professionalglobaletiquette.com. And of course, we got many, many more sponsors that are a part of our organization, but the gold sponsors get a commercial. And so the CL King Group Incorporated is another gold sponsor. And that's just three levels of sponsorship. One is a dollar, one is five, and one is 15. And each one of those levels help us to continue to expand our tentacles around the world. And so you finish school and you jump into the restaurant business with your family. How is it working with family in business?
Well, I can tell you it is a true blessing, you know, to be able to work with family, be surrounded by, you know, people who care about you, who love you, you know, doing your thing with, you know, 24/7, just sharing that space and sharing that experience, and working together, and being able to just, you know, be free as well. Like, want to take a day off, or, you know, let's take a vacation or things like that. But, you know, I also know it has its challenges, right? So working with family can be sometimes, you know, icky. I see it all the time at our restaurants where it's busy and, you know, people are rubbing against each other, but that's perfectly normal. I mean, you can go to other restaurants and see that as well. But it's that balance of knowing, you have to have that balance of knowing, like, hey, when we're working, right? Like, we have to be professional, we have to do our jobs, and we have to stick to that. And, you know, when we're not working or when it's less busy, we can relax and we can talk and things like that.
Black, what's your experience with working with family? What do you think about that?
I think she hit on it. I think that I have never like worked with family, but I have family members that have their own business, and they do have challenges, and you know, it is it does have its perks where, you know, you close up, take off, you know, do what you have to do. But like you said, you have to be on point, do your thing. But it does take a lot of work. I will say, I think some families maybe shouldn't work together, but, you know, that's kind of one of the things that, you know, it does take a special group to make it work. And you have to work at it. You know, it does not, it's a grind like everything else. You have to work at it. So
you're right. And Greg just brought up a point. He typed in union into the group and into the chat. And he's talking about my daughter, my 21-year-old who just turned 21 on February the 19th. I work with my kids a lot. Some of the commercials, in fact, that our organization does have been created by my daughter. And my kids and I have worked together on music projects. My son plays the drums. My daughter plays the keyboards. We've traveled together. They've performed at events that I'm speaking at. And you're right, Joanie. There is nothing like doing life together with your family. And I will say that you made a good point that sometimes when I got to get on my kids, and that's where Greg calls me Joe Jackson. Sometimes when I got to get on them, they personalize it. And I tell them, right, listen, y'all, it's not personal. It's just business. And now that they're older, they really get it. And I don't have to get on them when we're doing business together or we're working together. I just have to give them the template, and they work with it. And so in our case, like Mike says, in some cases, it's not good for a dysfunctional family to work together. They should be far away. But then in other cases, like your family, Joanie, and even right, mine, it's a blessing to work together.
Absolutely, it is really a blessing. And even the staff has become a family, and they want to work there and they want to be with us basically forever because of that family dynamic. Like, you don't get treated like that in other restaurants. And I'm in Facebook groups that are where restaurant workers talk, and I know. So there's a lot of issues right. in other restaurants that we don't have.
That's awesome. Because you guys, Mike, let's speak to it. She's created a culture. They've created a culture, right?
Oh, they sure have. I mean, just even having a psychology background, I imagine you learn things from that to say, you share with your family, hey, let's not do this. And if we start to go down that route, this is what could happen. So it's very keen that you have that. And it's probably actually like therapy, really. Because, I mean, restaurant business is very stressful. We know that. I mean, it's a high stress business, very much.
So I'm going to ask you a pop quiz, Joanie, okay? And if you get this right, Greg is going to send you a free copy of his book, 101 Ways to Manage an Evidence Room. But it's not just about evidence in police work. It's also about leadership. So you got to get this right. Greg, we're going to send her a copy.
Okay.
We're going to send her a copy, okay? Joanie, in business, what is, when you're talking about your restaurants and your business, what is the first thing that you think about in the morning and the last thing that you think about at night? It's the same answer. Right. It's the same answer.
Yes. You think about your business. When you wake up in the morning, what you have to do, the things that are on your to-do list, right?
Right.
Solving everything and making sure everything's going to be going smoothly, and then you go home and you go to sleep and you're thinking about that again.
Yeah, she did it right, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't prep her. She didn't know she was asked that question. Some of the things that we don't send our guests is because we want our show to be authentic and free-flowing and for you to realize that these are real people. She answered the question exactly the way, Mike, I hope you're understanding this. I think the same thing. The first thing I think about in the morning is Impacting Life 24/7 and the CL King Group. The last thing I think about, which is the last thing I do every day, is this show and our company. And it doesn't mean that you don't have a life, even though sometimes your business is your life, but it truly does mean that you don't have external sources to make this thing work. You know, Joanie, You may get a government subsidy from time to time, but in reality, it's going to be you waking up, young lady, and turning on that we're open sign. It's going to be you back in the back making sure the burners is working. It's going to be you to make sure that if so-and-so called out that you got a replacement for them. And all of that has to happen based off of your leadership, correct?
Correct. Nobody's going to take care of your business how you take care of it.
Right. And so, Joanie, congratulations on answering our pop quiz question, right? I should start doing that more shows, Black. And Greg's going to send you a copy of his book, a signed autographed copy of his book. And I can't wait till one day I'm saying that I'm sending you a copy of my book, but instead I'm just giving all Greg's books away. So now here we are in 2021. And my goodness, Black, we got only, Lord have mercy, we only have 12 minutes. What has COVID dealt you in terms of hard, you know, difficult things and how you guys have navigated through that in the restaurant business? Because we've heard you're going to get cooties if you go to a restaurant. Now, you won't get cooties if you go to Walmart. Nah, see, I'm dipping and right. I'm getting in the wrong area, ain't I, Black? I should just keep my mouth shut, shouldn't I?
Dial it back, yes.
Yeah, I should dial it back, even though I'm not regulated. You're gonna get cooties if you go out to eat at a restaurant, but you won't get cooties if you go to Walmart. I've figured that. So anyway, mm-hmm. I'm just throwing that in there for y'all folks. How has COVID been difficult for you as a restaurant owner, and how have you guys navigated through that?
Great question. So absolutely, 2020 and 2021 has been both the years that have tested, right? Restaurant owners, operators, you know, not only New York City, throughout the whole country. So when COVID hit like about a year ago in 2020, we were restricted to only delivery and takeout. And we had to be very creative during that time. And we made it, we made it work. You know, our community was very responsive. They supported us so much. We made sure that we kept them updated through Instagram, through our stories, thanking them, thanking essential workers, connecting with clinics and connecting with, community members that were having gatherings so that they can, so that we were able to serve them. And also we connected with the local artists that would previously play in person at our restaurants so that they were able to give our patrons a show virtually through Instagram Live. So we had that about mostly every night. So people would order in and enjoy the show. We would do virtual karaoke as well. So during that time, we were very much involved with the community and just encouraging them and thanking them for their support. And we were very lucky. From there, we had to quickly shift to outdoor dining. So the buzz of outdoor dining, you had to make sure that you met all the requirements, that the city gave you the permit, that if you had to buy extra chairs, you bought extra, chairs and tables. And we were very busy during that season. We thank God because that helped us a lot. But we had a curfew. So we had to, I believe it was 12 midnight at first. And then it was 10 p.m. curfew. So, that bring down your sales for most restaurants. But we were able to make about the same in a shorter amount of time because of the support of the people, right? So now all of a sudden restaurants are very limited. So people want to eat out more. So it's like, you prohibit something and people want it even more, right?
Right. So, that's in everything, isn't it, Black?
No doubt.
Yeah. And that's going to keep happening in this industry as we move forward in 2021. And then we went back to indoor dining in the fall at 25%. So that was, we had outdoor dining and indoor dining, which was very good for us. But then the governor shut down indoor dining in November, December. So these last few months were a little bit, now we had to build a cassette outdoors where people could sit in. We had to buy warmers, space heaters. And invest. That's an investment, right? So right. contracting someone else to build that, and then changing people's mindset to, hey, you can still come by and eat out, and we know it's cold, but we have heaters, and you're gonna have a great time, and you can have a glass of wine, and a glass of tequila.
That warms everybody up.
Yeah, we could have easily given up because at the beginning you see like one or two tables, you're like, oh my god, now we're gonna have to close on Monday. So things we did was, we realized on Mondays we weren't getting much business, so we only operated Tuesday through Sunday, and that worked out really well. We looked at our numbers, what are we really selling, we focused on that, and then word of mouth began to spread and people were like, hey, I want to go to Tin Marin and try that, beautiful outdoor dining cassette. And people started coming, taking out delivery. And now we're back with indoor dining again at 25%. And I believe it's going up to 35% in a week. And so it just has been a constant pivoting and believing in yourself and just thanking your community for their support so that they can keep supporting you.
Wow. Black, I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk about the whole pivoting and what their restaurants have done. So just put your finger on your page real quick. I just want to say about it, and I'll turn it over to Black, that there have been times, and I'm just talking about from my perspective, there have been times as a speaker, as a professional speaker, and as a podcast host, that I'm just like, you know what? nobody's listening and nobody's wanting me to come speak. I don't speak for free. So there's money associated with it, y'all. It's just a reality. But when you look at the times and you look at what customers want, she said a very key word. She said pivot. They found a way to get space heaters. She said investment. When I first started this podcast, we was doing it off our phone and it was ghetto. Remember our first episode together, Black? It wasn't like it is now, is it, brother? We high town now, ain't we?
Yeah, for sure.
It wasn't like this when Black and I did an episode 2 years ago almost. And so she said pivot and investment. Black, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to invest in your business for it to grow. You know, one of the questions I have for you, Ms. Johnny, is that as a man familiar with the five boroughs of New York, I'm very impressed that y'all moved to Manhattan. Do y'all have any plans to branch out to the other boroughs, or is that, you know, something your family or you're not trying to do just yet? I know with everything, but I feel like the sky's the limit. If y'all got in the other boroughs, y'all could really, you know, do your thing up there. You guys planning on doing that, or you don't know yet, or?
Yes, there pre-COVID there was talk about going to downtown, to this very city. And also when we traveled to the Dominican Republic, I know that my stepdad has this dream of opening a restaurant over there. So possibly Dominican Republic as well.
So
wow, that's awesome.
That's a great question, Black. And I want to double back real quick, Joanie, because my sponsors tell me I only have 4 minutes and Greg can override them because I don't want to go over time and then they pull the lever and my chair, I disappear off the show. It won't happen. You talked about a missions work that you got involved in going over to Africa. And
South Africa.
And that really opened your eyes and illuminated some things to you. And are you still a part of that? Are you still participating in that?
Yes. So when I traveled to South Africa, I met an orphanage founder there in 2015 and 2016. And we realized that food security was an issue for them and for the kids that she cares for. And when I launched this coaching program in 2020, where I coach women of color and families how to open a food business, she was interested in it and we raised money. We crowdfunded for $4,000 and now she's bought a mobile food kitchen that she will be using to serve food on the road in the inner city and to support herself and the kids. So that's what I've been doing over there.
So crowdfunding, for those of you who don't know, because I don't really know what crowdfunding is. I guess you just say, hey, man, we got a need and we need some money. I don't know if that's the case. But Mike, I and Greg, who's listening, and I'm sure many of our other staff are, I want us to get behind this because you talked about helping bring electricity to that region and starting a restaurant, a mobile restaurant. You know, I think about it every year. Mike and I, during a Marine Corps birthday, we go out and eat at places and we eat to our stomach's content till we're busting out at the table. And I couldn't imagine living in a country where, you know, food is a scarcity. And you got somebody who came here in America, Joanie Perez, who worked her way clawing and scratching, going to college, failing, getting back up, going to McDonald's, working her way up through the ranks, joining a partnership with her parents, and then going over to other countries like Ghana, you said, is that where it's at?
To
give back and because of food scarcity. Is there a website and or a a link that we can turn our listeners to how they can support this as well?
Yes. So the link is globalgiving.org/projects/Maria's-house.
Yeah. So I want us to participate in that. And I think if nothing else, between me and our other five staff members, we're going to make a contribution to it. Okay. Even if it's whatever we can come up with, I want to contribute to that. Are you okay with that, Mike?
Definitely. I'm in.
Yeah, and Greg, I know you are okay. We'll get Danny and we'll get Katrina and we'll make a contribution to what your work is doing over there on behalf of Impacting Life 24/7. Because you know what? I talk a lot and I know I'm a podcast personality and it's some of it's just entertainment. But when you talk about feeding hungry people, I was hungry, y'all. And Jesus said, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was in prison, did you visit me? And, you know, Joanna, who's a very special person to us now, she said, you know, I could live under the comforts of my success. She's got 3 7-figure businesses in New York. It's one thing to create a business here in Jacksonville or New Bern, right, Mike? It's another thing to create a business in New York.
No doubt. That's a mecca, man.
Yeah, and you gotta have your act together. And so, right. I mean, her 7-figure businesses in New York are probably 10-figure businesses here in our region of the world. But we want to support you. Greg has already reached out to you. Greg has already reached out to you on your inbox to get you the free copy of his book. But we'll also double back with him to get a funds to you in support of the missions work that you're doing there in Ghana. Okay.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
And I want everybody to join in. That's tuning in either on our podcast and or who are watching live. I would love for you guys to join in with us in this mission. It's www.globalgiving.org/projects/Maria's-house, MARIAS-house. I really do feel like, guys, that after all we've been through and after all we've overcome, we still are doing way better than the people that Joanna is serving. And in our abundance, we need to give. And so that's what this show is about. Our show, even though I sound like I'm trying to become wealthy, it's really a joke. I want our platform to be a giving platform. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to collect from our staff and from our team. And on behalf of Impact Life 24/7, we're going to make a contribution to your work over there in Africa. Okay.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
That's because you're amazing and what your work is doing is amazing. So Black, you got any closing thoughts before they kick us off the air?
No, just a great show and just such a pleasure to be with you co-hosting and you as well, Miss Johnny. It's just been awesome and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. It's been awesome.
Thank you, Black. You're a man of many words. Joanne, what I like for you to do is I'm going to turn the show completely over to you for the next 60 seconds. And what I like for you to do, because you're a business coach, you're an entrepreneur coach, you're a restaurant expert, I like for you to speak to our audience. There's some young entrepreneurs out there that are thinking, man, I just can't do it. I don't know what to do. I want you to speak to them and give them a word of encouragement. Okay. The floor is yours. Go, Joanne.
Yeah, so for everyone out there watching, I want you to know that, you know, you can achieve your dreams and the goals that you have, no matter how big they are. You know, just start with what you have, break them down into smaller pieces, and stick with people that will support you and that will be in the journey with you, right? And take action. So even if it's messy action, take action every single day. Work at it a little bit more every single day. Don't give up, you know, don't let your dreams be persuaded by anyone who doesn't believe in you. You need to believe in yourself and you need to be taking consistent action. You need to be consistent and just go for it. Seek support if you need support. You can reach out to me. You can reach out to leaders that you look up to. But absolutely, you know, keep going just like I did, because you will inspire other people and you will be able to tell your story as well.
You got an amazing story, Joanne. I can't wait for the book to come out. I'll be giving your book away probably before my book is done. Ladies and gentlemen, we had as our guest tonight on Impacting Life 24/7, Joanne Perez, and you can find her and you can connect with her on multiple platforms on social media, but her website is Joanny Perez, J-H-O-A-N-N-Y, Perez.com. And Joanny, we look forward to being able to bless your work and bless the things that you are doing. We look forward to a continued partnership, and we'll probably have you on again throughout 2021. How's that sound?
Yes, that sounds good. I would love that.
All right, Joanny. Well, listen, tell the family I said hello. Tell the restaurant folks don't be fighting. And we Black and I can't wait to get up there and have food at your great restaurants, okay?
Yes, yes. I'm waiting for you guys.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We hope that you have a great night, and we look forward to partnering with you, okay?
Okay. Same as well.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
I know.
Wow, Black. It's still live, yeah. So don't say nothing crazy.
I'm not.
So what do you think, man?
He's still on live.
Huh?
Still on live.
I know, and I know that. I'm saying, what do you think? This is the post show.
That was really good. Believe it or not, I do get nervous, and I'm not trying to say overthinking.
Black, everybody that. You're still live.
No, I know. I'm saying I get nervous, but I just want to do well. So when you throw me into the call me in 10 minutes, you're hosting. I was like, okay, let me put my shirt on and plug my phone in. It was pretty crazy.
That's cool. You did so awesome. You did a so awesome, Mike. So, ladies and gentlemen, what he's telling you is that I called him like with 15 minutes before the show was going live. And I said, hey, look, I want you to co-host with me tonight. He hasn't co-hosted with me before. He's done pre-interviews, but he has a co-host. And I said, man, I want you to do it tonight. We're going live. He was like, okay, let's go.
Let's do it, man. So, yeah, I get on there, and you have a suit on, and I might have my house coat. And, I had to plug my phone in and earpiece, and everything was going crazy. But, yes, we did it. That was a great show, man.
Definitely. She's got a great story, and I really do want to get behind what she's doing. Again, you guys can contact with her at joannyperez.com. That's J-H-O-A-N-N-Y Perez.com. Mike Black did such a great job. Could y'all please let him know in the comments how good he did? And Mike's going to be guest hosting for us. Really, we've just been grooming him and working with him because he's been my friend for 20-plus years. To be able to run the show, because I can't always be in the chair, but we want to always be able to provide you all the same dynamic content that you've grown accustomed to. So what's on your schedule for the weekend, Mike?
Nothing much. Look for the weather to clear up and definitely just get outside. I know it's been raining so much, but just going to take it easy. We're still getting some of the house stuff, but what about you? Are you going to be around this weekend?
Well, he's just mentioned that house stuff like it was just a passing thought, but he just bought, $750,000 home. So it ain't just a house, y'all, ladies and gentlemen. He's high rolling. But congratulations on your new house, Mike. And before you decide to sell it again, I promise I'm going to get out there and check it out.
Yeah, you're supposed to come out and see it, you rascal. I mean, come on, man.
I can't be there and run the show and everything else under the sun at the same time, brother.
Well, I'm actually closer now, so I'm going to call you out on that. It's only 30 minutes when you take this new bypass and you get right off here at exit 43. It's 30 minutes, Mr. CL. So.
Yes, I need to quit. I need to quit slacking. You're right. Yeah.
What time are you coming over this weekend? There you go.
That might work, brother. I don't think I have, but just a couple. We have a couple pre-interviews. I think one at 10 and maybe one at 11. So I might be able to come in over after that. But again, ladies and gentlemen, Impacting Life 24/7, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night. We've got something huge coming up on May the 20th. I want you guys to all mark your calendars on May the 20th. We've got a huge career day that our show is going to be hosting right here live. We've got 6 professionals that are going to give students from all walks of life insights into how to get into those careers. Like Joanny is an amazing case because she's told y'all what the tenacity it takes to get into the restaurant business. So we'll have someone from like the hair business, like cosmetology, barbering. We'll have someone from the police agency, colleges, several other places. And that's May the 20th, 2021. It's going to be our special career summit right here on Impacting Life 24/7. So I want you guys to begin to look out for that. We'll have some promotions on that. And also, again, we have our whole month of March totally full, Mike. Can you believe that? Our whole month is full. Our whole calendar is full in March.
Not surprised at all. We need to be working on April or May. I mean, I know it's booked up.
Yeah, we are. We literally could be booked up through the whole year, but we try to pace it. So, you know, if something happens and the staff can't be here, we got time for ourselves too. Self-care is very important. And I'm learning that. I'm learning that, Black, that I grind. Sure. You and I stay up late. We grind. We put the hammer down. But then there's other times where you need to take care of yourself. And so we try to space that out. But Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, we're right here. Listen, folks, if you'd like to become a sponsor, which I know all of y'all want to be a sponsor, there's three levels of sponsorship. One is $1. That helps us take care of the expenses for the show. The show is expensive. We pay out a bunch of different things to have high quality video, high quality editing, high quality planning, high quality podcast platforms, website, calendars. All of that stuff costs money. And so $1 a month can help us keep those things going and keep the show on the air. $5 a month gets you a commercial on the show, just like you heard. And it also helps us do all those other things. $15 a month helps us take our gear training to at-risk youth throughout the country, where we can give that training, which is a dynamic four-part series that I created. We give it to students absolutely free to help students get unstuck and figure out what they want to do in life. That's $15 a month. All you got to do if you want to become a sponsor is go to clkingspeaker.com. We would love to have you as a sponsor. We're getting merch together. We got some new, did you see the new graphic I sent, Black?
I did.
What'd you think about it? You didn't say nothing.
Very nice. I did see it.
Well, why don't you say something when you see it, clown?
I'm answering your question that you asked me now. It looks awesome. You're so talented.
I didn't create it. That's the point.
Well, whoever created it is so talented, and you probably hired them, so you're talented.
Right. Well, I hired them, so that's another expense. So as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, we're continuing to expand our show. We have celebrity guests that come on here. We just had Will Kennedy from the Yellow Jackets on here just this past, Friday? And people want to come on our show. The cool thing is that I'm not getting a lot of cancellations because they're seeing that Impacting Life, it's something, baby. There's a movement going on. So we're creating merchandise where we're going to sell shirts and hats to help us with all of these things and give them away too, of course. But the movement is expanding in a dynamic rate and a fashion that we did not expect. Mike Black was actually probably my first or second guest. And we didn't have nearly the setup we do now, did we, Black?
It was really a debacle.
That's putting it mildly.
Yes.
We tried to sound like we knew what we was doing, but it was a disaster, wasn't it?
It was. I hope you deleted that, but I know you saved it somewhere in the archives.
It's somewhere in the archives, yeah. So, again, speaking of the archives, if you want to check out our show, you can go to impactinglife247.podbean.com or just go to our website, clkingspeaker.com. We're on 11 or 12 different major platforms now. iHeartRadio, Pandora. I almost said Camp Lejeune, but not Camp Lejeune, but Pandora, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes. We're on all the major platforms and then some, and people want to have us on their platforms more and more every day. So that's what your sponsorship gets. And if you become a $5 or $15 sponsor, you get a commercial for your organization or platform, which can be heard literally around the world. So that's it for us, Black. This is our Friday on Impacting Life 24/7. And I thank you for guest hosting. I just might call you again sometime next week. So be ready, brother.
Sure. Sure will. I'll be ready.
He won't be ready. He won't answer his phone next time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, again, Joanna Perez. Go find her website at joannaperez.com. And she's doing great work. Multi-business, multi-seven-figure businesses. She's doing great. So thank you, Mike Black. Thank you for all of you tuning in. And we will see you guys on Monday for another exciting episode of Impacting Life 24/7 at 8:30 p.m. with your host, CL King, and maybe even my man, Mike Black. Hope you have a great evening. God bless you guys. Have a good night.
God bless.